It's a Terling Tourism Tuesday, presented by AO Tourism on News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. It is Terling Tuesday with Anthony Terling as well as Travis.
It's me.
I promise you, Travis.
The afterthought. Tourism Tuesdays.
That's terrible, man.
What did he say? I totally missed that.
He said the afterthought. That's what he called himself. Goodness gracious. And you brought a special guest today.
Did. I'm excited. We have John Thomas. I know a lot of people in this community know John Thomas. Probably know him as JT. His business, JT Global. I've got John. How long have we? I mean, probably more than a year.
Maybe
known
right
each other
around a year. We met last year at the basketball camp.
Yep.
In June.
So I was actually talking to Jimmy Sharp, John Emerald, mm-hmm. and I was talking to him about kids. Our kids are very similar, our age, and I said something about basketball. I said I want to find somebody that can just loves pouring into kids. Especially from a basketball standpoint, he said, I know a guy. And he said, my kid goes to him all the time and is going to his Shooting with the Stars camp. Mm. So keep that in mind. He's got a camp, Shooting with the Stars. It's a summer and a winter camp. It's over at Lake Wilmore. Just a little plug there. But long story short, he connected me with John, and then the rest was history. I sent Sullivan to his camp. And it's during the summer. It's what, 8 to 3?
8 to 3, yes,
feeds
sir.
Them, pours into them. You even had Ladarius Webb come speak to him.
Oh, wow.
Even I'm a Steeler fan, but I respect even that Raven. But just pouring what he does for the kids. Sullivan came home just
used to be
raving.
Used to be the fastest guy in Lee County.
He
was the fastest guy in Lee County.
Chasing me growing up. We grew up together, too.
Oh, did you?
Yes, sir.
And you grew up where?
Beauregard, Alabama.
Hey,
how about that?
Local.
Yes, sir.
And so it was just neat. Like, Sullivan came home raving, and every day, even my wife, you know, would go to the camp and be like, man, his energy, talking about John. Mm-hmm. Always got a smile, as you see. I know the radio listeners can't see it. But I just wanted to bring him on and talk about, we're going to talk about a Nike basketball camp coming to Lake Wilmore, mm-hmm. that he was the reason it's here. But then talk about JT Global, his brand, and how he pours into kids from a basketball. So welcome to the show.
Yes.
Thank you guys for having me. And as Anthony said, I'm John Thomas. I grew up here, small town, right outside of Auburn, Beauregard. I spent a lot of my childhood playing in the recreational centers up here, like Frank Brown and mm-hmm. things like that. So, yes, when I moved, I recently retired from playing basketball during the pandemic, 2020, and came back home, and I was just deciding on what I wanted to do. I started out as a personal trainer. And I also was working with kids, and I just said, I think this is my calling. So once I started with like one kid over at Lee Scott, it just kept growing. Then I went to the city of Auburn, Parks and Recreation, and I said, look, I got these programs. I just need the facilities.
Right. That's usually the story, right? I have this ability to help fill something, and then I just need a venue for it.
I got this idea. It's going to keep kids out of trouble. It's going to teach them discipline.
Yes, sir.
It's going to train them. But I don't have anywhere to put them.
Nowhere to put them, you know. And right now, I know I cannot get a gym. So I met Ron Anderson, the mayor, actually, at Lee Scott one day. And I was like, you know, they need some more gyms at Auburn. And he looked at me. He said,
I know.
We got two gyms that will be here within 2 years. And that's when I seen Wire Road pop up and Lake Wilmore pop up. And mm-hmm. I would say the basketball has, like, grown tremendously since then. You know, mm-hmm. you got two facilities with two basketball courts in each facility, mm-hmm. and it's amazing, man. We hosted our first basketball camp last year. We had 74 kids. I had a limit of 60, and I seen the wait list was like at 10, and I was like, we might need to open it up. So,
and for anybody that's not run a camp, having 74
kids,
and what I saw was really valuable as a dad, and just as somebody who surrounds sport a lot, is he took it serious with how many kids, the ratio of coaches per kids. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, what he's running, I mean, it's a business. And these guys come, some of them volunteer, some of them, you know, they travel in to help him. He's trying to bring highly skilled coaches to teach, to pour into mm-hmm. these kids. And it was really neat to see the way he was able to build that, you know, in a short time. So it's not easy to run a camp, because right. it's easy to say, oh, I'll get 100 kids and we'll throw a couple basketballs out and just go play, but that's not teaching them anything. Right. So
I learned 2 years ago. I have a friend that played with me in Holland, you know, Holland.
Yes, Netherlands.
For some reason, they call it two different names in Holland. You got the Netherlands and Holland.
It's very confusing.
So I don't know which one I played in.
You just know you where you
played. That was in 2004. And long story short, my point guard ended up marrying his wife from Holland. And I ended up marrying my wife from Argentina. So it was like he was showing me a way of a blueprint, I guess, of, you know, hey, if you're going to live over here, sometimes you might need to meet somebody.
Dive into the culture.
Dive into the culture. So fast forward, he got a job. He got his citizenship. He started coaching in Holland. Mm-hmm. He became a citizen. And the coach that was our coach became the national team coach. Mm. So he was able to be assistant coach on Holland's national team, which helped him get a deal to come over here and coach in the NBA with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Wow.
So when I was playing pro, he was working LeBron James out, sending me videos, and that's when I started saying, wow, I gotta be like LeBron. I gotta work out more. So fast forward, all the traveling, working with the NBA, he wanted to go to college and coach college, and then he was just like, I'm traveling too much. So he called me and asked me how do I run my programs. He ended up creating his basketball academy, which helped him get a contract with Nike Basketball as an academy director. And he invited me to his camp 2 summers ago, and I was like, he was like, these are the details. I said, don't even tell him. I'm going to get my own ticket. I'm coming up.
And that was in Fort Collins,
that was in Fort Collins. They had a lethal shooter. I don't know if everyone know who lethal shooter is. It's an Instagram legend. This guy got over 30 million followers on Instagram. Yes, and he was headlining the basketball camp. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to get around those guys and learn. So I went up there. I learned. They had, I think, 65 kids in the camp. NBA players showed up. It was an amazing experience. And I watched them and sort of learned a little bit from them. And I ended up having to run the whole camp. Because these guys, they just walking around like.
They were delegated.
John doesn't sit still. He is not. He's a doer. You see him, he's always moving. He's always talking. He's always engaging. And so I'm not shocked.
Right. And he was just like, you know, once you become a director, you ain't got to run around like that. But then, you know, fast forward later, 2 years later, he pushed me right to the Nike program director, Seth. And it took him about 4 months. We talking back and forth, finding a facility. And we ended up working it out with Lake Wilmore.
Yep.
You
mm-hmm.
know, it's where I host all my academy trainings at. It's one of the, I would say, nicest facilities I've ever been in. Mm-hmm. And I've played a lot of basketball.
And it's mm-hmm. so the Nike camp that John's talking about is May 26th through the 29th this year. It's a co-ed camp, ages 9 through 15. It's at Lake Wilmore, obviously, is like we've said. Just a plug, you can go to our website, aotourism.com, hit the events calendar, go to that date, May 26th through 29th. You'll see the camp and you'll see how to register. Mm-hmm. You can also go to ussportscamps.com. That's the Nike website for all the camps. It is, I'll just say this, just in the business that we're in with sports tourism and sports business, it is not easy to attract a Nike camp. You need a man like this.
Yeah, that's,
they don't just come here because you have a facility. They come here because you have a guy like John Thomas.
Yes. Well, and I was going to say, I mean, when you put a name like that on it, when you say Nike,
because
even though the Beauregard community knows JT,
right?
You know, and other kids that grow up around know, they all know Nike.
Yes,
even if they're new here and they've they all know Nike.
I was just blessed and amazed that they was able to give a guy like me this type of leadership role, being that I never coached high school basketball, college basketball, AAU. Mm-hmm. I just started my basketball program, and then we got over 60 kids per month, and I put up a lot of videos because when I was overseas, I watched all the podcasts. I watched all the basketball trainers. I just said, okay, when I get back to the USA, I got to be different on top of being a great trainer, you know, and mm-hmm. it takes a little bit more to just get the people to see what you're doing every day. Mm-hmm. And it really started at Lee Scott. I really was working with a lot of the Lee Scott kids, and being over there, it's more of a private school, so using their facilities is you mostly have to work with their kids. But that's when I reached out to the city of Auburn. You know, me and my wife moved here. We love the town. It's a this is a great town. And I said, if I'm going to move back close to home, it's got to be Auburn, you know.
Yeah. And I want to emphasize, you know, a lot of people, and JT, I know you can speak to this, a lot of people think, oh, here Nike basketball camp, my kid's got to have high skill. No, this is complete skills camps, helps players of all abilities. You know, that's the whole point,
right,
is, you know, to build the confidence, build the skills. You could be, you know, playing travel ball, or you could never have picked up a basketball. You could be playing rec league, whatever. This is a camp for you, you know. So if you're a mom or dad, or you know, grandparent, grandmother, what, grandfather, you know, this would be the camp to get your kid in. And then these don't come very often. JT's got his skills camps, you know, shooting with the Stars that are, you have one in July.
And this will be June 29th to July the 2nd. And I'm going to just say this real quick. It's a lot of kids in Auburn. The Nike camp already has 51 kids registered. My Shoot for the Stars camp has already 53 registered.
So that means get in.
Get in.
Well, how do they do that? How do they get in? How
well,
do
they... I directed everything through my website, which is jtglobalbasket.com, and you can find all of our programs there, even with I just uploaded the Nike registration. So you can pretty much just take a look at the website, and it'll show you everything we got going on, from our hosting birthday parties, because we host basketball birthday parties too. And, you know, I really believed I should have made the NBA, but God got different routes for everybody.
Amen.
I was in a camp in 2004. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was one of my coaches. Bill Cartwright.
Whew.
All of these guys was my coaches back in 2004 in Springwood, Oregon. I might have said that wrong.
And sounds good to me.
We were so high in the mountains, that's when cell phones, I had like a Sprint flip phone. It did not work. And I promise you, a bear, like, was knocking at the door. I almost opened the door, but I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. So long story short, this is a true story. They measured me for 6 days straight, and I don't have long arms to be 6'6".
Mm.
So they kept saying, he has short arms, and his hands are not that big. If you notice, for 6'5", my hands should be.
That's not, wow.
Way bigger than that. So they said, John, you'll be an amazing European player.
So. They were like, all right.
So they sent me to Europe, and I just kept flying back every summer to Las Vegas trying to play in the NBA summer leagues, and it just never worked out for me. So I ended up just saying, okay, I'm an overseas player. I did make the millions of dollars, but I'm from Beauregard. You know, I wanted to see the world. You know, I know the world was bigger than Beauregard in my neighborhood, so... Through the game of basketball, I got to see countries like New Zealand. Have any of you guys ever been to New Zealand?
No.
Like, imagine going to New Zealand. I used to wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was a little cliff close to my apartment. Sit in my car and just watch the waves and dolphins jump out of the water.
That's awesome.
5 o'clock in the morning, they had, like, the biggest waves you can ever see in your life. Mm. And I just fell in love with the process of, you know, being a professional, but not like making millions of dollars. So I would make upwards of 5 to 10 grand a month. But I treated it like I was in the NBA. I got up, I tried to separate myself. I went and hired personal trainers. I went and did yoga classes to help sharpen my mind. And through that process, it helped me to be able to take my time and teach these kids. Because I'm hands-on with every kid. I'm at every session. I'm making sure that everybody get quality reps, and I have a passion of seeing kids learn and build confidence through the program.
That's awesome.
And the parents get excited to watch their kids actually learn something and build confidence.
Yeah. Go out to Lake Wilmore on a daily basis, and you'll see him, and you'll see exactly how he coaches.
Website one more time.
www.jtglobalbasketball.com. And they probably have to, like, tell me to be quiet. I will talk all day.
Well, I got to get to a break. We got to pay some bills, all right?
Yes, sir.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news, talk, and information station. More in a moment.